You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. Cuesta Community College, with campuses in San Luis Obispo and Paso Robles, boasts an award-winning jazz program. Some of the college's student musicians play in small combos, and a Cuesta Quartet recording was recently named Best in the Nation. That award came from Downbeat Magazine as part of the Jazz World Publication's 41st Student Music Awards. KCBX News invited members of the IATA Jazz Quartet and the director of Cuesta's jazz program to the studio. I talk with them about the program, spring concerts, and how jazz is still attracting young musicians with dreams of composing, performing, and recording. Here's that interview.
I'm going to go around the table and ask you to introduce yourself. So let's just start with you to my left.
Hi, I'm Ian Skinner. I play trumpet in the quartet.
Okay.
And I'm Ron McCarley. I'm the director.
Adam Nash. I play guitar.
And Tyler. I play bass.
Tell me about the award that you won.
So we were awarded the best community college combo in America by Downbeat Magazine, which is probably the main magazine in the jazz community. We recorded at Cuesta, and what recordings did we send?
Oh yeah, I'm trying to remember which pieces it was. We have a recording arts program over at Cuesta College, and as one of the projects for the classes, they recorded this band. And so when they were recording, they weren't even thinking that they were entering a contest. But I asked if I could have the recordings when they were done, and I submitted them in this contest for Downbeat, and you know that's how they got the award.
What an accomplishment. All right, I'm going to start with Ron. I'm going to ask you to tell me a little bit about your background and how you became to run the jazz mm-hmm. program at Cuesta, and then I'll ask individually how you got to Cuesta. And so let's start with you.
I've been there just completing over 12 years now at Cuesta, and I was teaching at other schools before and a freelance musician, and came up here just because we had a kid and I needed health insurance. So it was time to teach full time, but I was always thinking I would do something like this. But I'm glad I did, because Cuesta is it's kind of a unique community. There's a lot of people interested in being serious about music, even though it's a relatively small town, and has a long history of having a really great program too. So, you know, I'm excited to be over at Cuesta. One of the things I brought to Cuesta was the idea of emphasizing combos or small groups. So before, the emphasis had really all been about the big band. You know, they've always had a great jazz big band. And so I brought this idea of let's really get serious about combos, because that's where, you know, most jazz groups you listen to, they're small groups, you know. And so I wanted to prepare the students to be ready for that part of musical life. And so we have 8 combos right now.
Eight of them.
We've had up to 11 at different points. And so anyone can sign up for the class. And I just, you know, beginning combos and advanced combos. Obviously, this is the advanced combo. And I divide the groups into people I think would make good bands with each other. You know, and so, and this group really clicked off, you know. And part of it was that they're such great musicians, you know, so that helps. But they just really clicked with each other. And have been able to do some really cool things.
Okay. And what's your instrument?
I play saxophone.
Okay. Yeah. And how many students total? If you have so many combos, how many music students?
Oh, yeah. We've got almost 40, I think, in that program. And we've had it up to 60 at different points. And so, you know, we've had trad jazz combos. I had a heavy metal jazz group one time.
Wow.
I've had fusion groups. I've had all kinds of anything related to jazz. As long as the students organize themselves around that concept and they're willing to do the work to make it happen, then I'm excited about it, you know.
Okay, great. Ian, how did you come to Cuesta College?
Well, I wanted to leave high school early so I could study music. And I guess just at that time, I was really excited listening to jazz recordings, and I just wanted to be doing a lot of that.
Where'd you go to high school?
Atascadero.
Okay. All righty. So did you leave early?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How old are you now?
18.
And what year in Cuesta are you? Did you just start?
This is my last semester.
Last semester. Okay. And what does that mean? You'll get an AA?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And where do you think you'll go from here?
I'm going to be transferring to Reno for their jazz program.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Is their jazz program well known?
It's a good program, yeah.
Okay. All right. And Adam?
Well, I've studied... I'm from San Francisco, where I went to a public arts high school and studied jazz there. Moved to New York and studied at a conservatory called the New School for Jazz and Contemporary Music. And then years later, found myself back on the West Coast living here, and there really isn't any other school like Cuesta in the Central Coast where, you know, there's a lot of varying degrees and great facilities as well. Honestly, if there are any audio engineers listening, you should take the audio engineering class because there's no studio that you could literally practically pay for studio time and learn how to use everything and have state-of-the-art facilities. So really, really affordable classes. But yeah, so I thought it was a no-brainer to just start taking classes and acquaint myself with the music scene out here and pick some of the younger guys' brains with what they're listening to. And I just keep seeming to come back and play, at least dedicate myself once a week to playing music with these guys. So it's a lot of fun.
Okay. Are you working towards a degree, or is this something that you do kind of more as to keep playing?
Yeah, I don't know if degree is something I'm working towards, but I definitely, I think for any person that just wants to commit to learning something new, I think that's more or less my my drive.
And Tyler, how about yourself?
I kind of walked into the program. I was looking at this school in LA for like rock style, ended up getting turned off by the idea. Then this professional in the area, Justin Pico, who I'm really close with, just went through the program as well and suggested it to me. So I signed up for a couple classes, went into big band, met Ron for the first time, mm-hmm. played one song, and it was a total train wreck. So he suggested the small group combos to me, and then I've just been at Cuesta learning ever since.
Okay, so how long have you been there now?
This is year four, I think. I'll be going into year five.
Okay.
Next year.
And again, are you working towards a degree, or is this something that you go to take classes and?
Yeah, I'm working to transfer right now.
Okay. What are you thinking about doing after this?
I think ideally would be Irvine.
How come ideally Irvine?
The teacher there.
Oh, okay.
Bass teacher is really awesome.
Oh, okay. Interesting. All righty. And so when's your next concert? When can people see you?
Thursday the 17th, we have a concert at Cuesta with a couple of our combos and a famous jazz musician, Eric Marienthal. And he's played with Chick Corea and the Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band and is just a fantastic saxophone player, just one of the best.
How did you get interested in jazz?
Honestly, through the program. I didn't know anything. Oh. Bought a real book, started looking at the songs, started looking up some artists that sounded interesting.
So you're going to blame all this on me, is what you're saying?
Yes. I'm not going to have health insurance for quite a while. I don't think I really ever intended to become a jazz musician at any point in my life, but I'm so happy to be at this point in my life. It's always going to be somewhere in there. I think I'm definitely going to explore different things in the future, but I will always have that type of gig to come back to. And I don't think Ron mentioned, this is the second group that has won this award at Cuesta, one of his groups under his tutelage. And I can't speak any more highly about Cuesta's music program. It's such a great place for young students. You know, I didn't know where I was going for a time, and I found something there.
That's terrific. And Adam, how about you?
I play a lot of music, and a lot of different styles and a lot of different instruments. There was a time when I was only doing jazz, when I was in New York for about 7 years. And that was it. I was just doing that. And then lately kind of coming mostly to songwriting and doing production and, you know, just playing in bands basically. But coming back here to Cuesta, I've kind of like been able to like almost view jazz more as that, where it is arranged and it's a little more through composed, or it's completely the opposite, but you take the mindset of like what you would if you were just like playing in a band rather than just taking a bandstand and burning over changes. And that's kind of what I like about the musicality of these guys, that we've all kind of talked about it. But my role hopefully is that I can take jazz and have my own voice no matter what style I'm doing, whether it's country or folk or psychedelic avant-garde closeted rock guitar. I sound like the same player, so these guys have kind of let me have that as a place to like bounce off my ideas and sound like the same person no matter what gig I have. So I always will love jazz, and take it as an outlet that I think is like one of the highest forms of art. But yeah, I don't think I just do that though. So, yeah.
Yeah, you know, sometimes jazz is used as a training ground where you learn how to play with jazz and you move on to play rock or some other kind of music. And I'm okay with that. You know, when I was in college, I was made to play classical music. And I love classical music, but what I really wanted to play was jazz. And I think it's okay to use jazz like that too as a way that we know how to teach jazz. And then if you want to go off and do like, would you say psychedelic, you know, closet guitar rock or whatever.
Film noir, spaghetti western.
Yeah. Yeah, so just some totally like, you know, new style that we could never predict right now, but that's whatever's around the corner next. Yeah. I'm okay with using the skills you learned in our program or whatever to move into that space. And it's a good use of that, you know, because jazz is always about like kind of absorbing things around it and mutating and being new all the time.
Okay. And Ian, it sounds like you're going to stay with jazz?
Playing music is definitely going to always be a really important part of my life. Like in this group, a lot of what we do is we're trying to be creative, and that's just brought a lot of meaning. Right now, I'm going to give being a performer a shot. So.
Okay. Well, good luck. It sounds like the program's really helped all of you grow.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay. And finally, just tell me about the name. Where did that come from?
It's the first letters of all of our names that were involved.
Well, thank you so much for coming to the KCBX studio, and I wish the best of luck to everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.